This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
January 12th, about 12:46 a.m., troopers responded to a possible shooting while a vehicle is in motion. The victim, 32-year-old male from Niagara Falls, ultimately drove himself to the Niagara Falls Memorial, where he was later transferred to ECMC for non-life-threatening injuries, but also multiple surgeries, including, you know, today in surgery as well. But as we unpack that, what we're looking at is his vehicle was traveling northbound on the 190 between exit 14 and 15. A lot of people might recognize that as the Skajakwita to the 290 split on the 190 just before Grand Island. And while in motion there with two passengers in his vehicle, ultimately, a car drove up next to him, matching his speed and firing multiple rounds from some sort of handgun or some sort of weapon to inside his vehicle, striking our victim three times. And one of the passengers ended up calling 911, and that's kind of where we're at in this investigation.
Trooper, does it appear that the victim and the suspect knew each other?
So as we're unpacking this, we have multiple different people in specialty units within the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. And these investigators, as you might know, close the 190 for a daytime evidence collection. It's a good span of roadway, so we have to take into all the weather conditions, the amount of travel to the main artery to Buffalo, to and from. So with that being said, we have groups of investigators and specialty units in and around the areas, some doing different tasks, and then multiple meetings a day coming together with all the information they have. And there's a lot of leads here we're following. Some, you know, end up being dead ends, and some of them branch off into something else. Some of them we're still going with. We believe at this time that this is not a random act of violence. We don't believe that the public is in any sort of threat or danger at this time, given the evidence that we have. We're not putting that out there specifically why. But like I said, we are currently chasing down pretty good leads and going through the investigative steps, because just because making a quick arrest on this doesn't necessarily determine that that is the best plan. We're working with the Erie County District Attorney's Office. When we make that arrest, it has to be able to stand on face in court, and that's important. We have to make sure everything's documented, that we have enough to make an arrest, but also on the district attorney's end to make sure that this is prosecutable. So that, you know, looking at the totality, we want to make sure that we have all of the pieces of evidence and things in play before we make any sort of arrest.
How is the victim doing?
So the victim is stable. Here we are on Tuesday at about 2, and the victim has gone through multiple different surgeries, today being another surgery at Erie County Medical Center. But that makes it also a little difficult, because in and out of these surgeries and then in and out of, you know, obviously recovery, it's small windows of opportunity for our investigators to go in and, you know, properly interview or maybe even re-interview due to some information that we, you know, gather throughout our investigation. So that also does play a role in the time frame and factor of our investigators working this case. But ultimately, we just want to reiterate to the public that, you know, we believe that this isn't a random act. We want to make sure that the public feels safe when they get in their vehicles. That's why you see a lot of troopers in and out of the roadways. It's obviously for vehicle and traffic. You know, most people see troopers or law enforcement and they're worried about getting a ticket. But a lot of times, you know, law enforcement are out there not only to evaluate, but also collect evidence and also make sure that the roads are as safe as possible. And that's why we're out there. That's why we do what we do. And we just want to make sure that the public understands that this is, like I said, it's not a random act. And a lot of times when we look at these investigations with shootings while in vehicle or shootings in general, they are typically random. A lot of times these are specific or there is some sort of victim and suspect relation, not all the time, but a lot of times. And we just want to make sure the traveling public feels as though that, I mean, we are doing the best that we can with the information we have. If anyone has any information, we'd like you to call New York State Police at 585-344-6200. That's 585-344-6200.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.